Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And Jim, we were talking and prepping for the interview about the four-class system. It's been 10 years since that's been put into effect. It almost seems like yesterday.
Well, and that's the thing. I've had a few people talk about it recently, and I didn't realize it's been 10 years. Okay, the 10-year experiment is over. Brian, let's go back to the two-class system. And my discussion was motivated this week by a friend of mine that coaches at Stark County. Jay Nord is his name, and he tweeted out this week, "I miss the two-class system the most on days like today. No sectionals close to here to go watch." And I know the 1A sectional for our area, the sites were, I think, Indian Creek High School in Chabanaugh, and then Henry, Illinois, and then the sectional complex was Sominoc. Those are some trips in this area. Do you think anybody would be motivated, a member school, the IHSA board of director, whoever, to say, "I'm going to offer a proposal to do away with the four class and go back to the two class"? What do you think about that?
I think that's a great question, because I'm afraid around here with some of the 1A schools, which have finally had some success on the state level, they would probably be opposed to that. But 2A schools that maybe have struggled some might want to go back to that. So I think it would be kind of a split decision. I think you'd have to take a look at the individual schools and kind of look at their, you know, success rate in the four-class system or lack thereof, and determine who might be a candidate to sponsor that.
Well, and I think that the seeding right now in the four-class system with the subsectional complex has really created an issue in the four-class system. And when you're talking about some of these regional sites, and again, they just seed the top four seats in those subsectionals, which basically are two regionals, and then the rest of the teams after that are filtered out based on geography. But I guess if I look at a two-class system again now, and you keep the subsectional format in play, you know, I think you have an opportunity where you can seed the entire subsectional and split it up based on seeds if you go back to the two-class system, because it's going to be more of a regional and sectional complex, really based on geography, when you're talking about just two classes instead of four classes. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I tend to see that, and I tend to agree, and I think the dividends would not only pay off now at the sectional level and super sectional, but I think the trip to Peoria and the tournaments there at Peoria would benefit as well, at least talking on the boys' side, because I think they've lost something with not having as many teams there, with not having the connection between fans like you used to have in a two-class system where you had eight teams advancing to the quarterfinals and quite a weekend in store.
Well, and I don't know about what it would do to attendance, because I think the culture and the dynamic has just changed in today's society of so many other things that take place around the state basketball tournament, where I don't know if they're ever going to draw those type of crowds, because I know conference tournaments and college basketball are so big that during a weekend of the 1A, 2A, and then the 3A, 4A, you got, you know, the opening rounds of the NCAA tournament. And those have become just big weekends in sports where you're losing that draw from those type of fans. But, you know, I look at the two-class not just for basketball, but, you know, the other sports of volleyball and baseball and softball. I just really believe that, you know, I call it a 10-year experiment. I'd like to see at least some discussion on, hey, we've tried this four-class. Let's examine this again and see if we can maybe look at going back to two-class.
Yeah, I think the discussion is worth having, because there are going to be schools and programs on either side, depending on the sport. And again, I think, you know, around here it's kind of split. The 1A teams have to like it. 2A teams that kind of get cemented into a tough draw maybe don't like it quite as well.
I know, as we wrap up here, John Elder told me at one time, the executive secretary of the Illinois Coach Association, I tend to agree, you know, I'd like to see the discussion occur, but I remember he told me once, he's like, "Jim, you know, when they add the classes, they're never going to go back and reduce the classes, whether it be football or sports like basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, you name it, that partake in the four-class system. Just like to see some discussion on that. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.